state of the week.
Trying to have some variations.
No, you got to have variations. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and it's Wendy. This is the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness. Just a little extra 50 or so minutes where we can just unwind and talk about whatever we like. I'm so amazed that all the attention the NFL is going towards whether or not players are taking a knee or not, when I would rather talk about this strict policy they have about coaches being able to snort cocaine on their desks.
Bill, we watched that video this morning.
Yeah.
And
Chris Forster of the Miami Dolphins.
I'm still unclear as to how this video surfaced.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't do cocaine.
He was doing a demo tape for America's Got Talent. That's his talent.
America's Got Problems is the show he should be on.
America's Got Narcotics.
I
actually had the same exact joke about this, which is if you were coaching a team that had Jay Cutler on it, wouldn't you also use cocaine? Maybe.
Well, yeah, we had the same joke done differently, but you had a better first joke.
Oh, yeah. Like, my joke initially was, this only makes sense if he's their line coach. And then it turns out he is their line coach.
It's a brilliant mistake, Bill Leff.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're trying to get fired because you don't want to coach Jay Cutler, don't ruin your career. Just, you know, say something stupid and get fired from that team. Don't ruin the whole career.
All right. So let's say the Miami Dolphins say to him, Chris, you're a great coach, but it's really bad for business if one of our coaches is snorting cocaine and there's video evidence of it. We have to part company. Thanks for everything. Goodbye. And then he goes to another team because every team in the NFL is going to be aware of this now. Right?
Yeah.
This is not going to be the easiest thing in the world for this guy to get rehired somewhere, regardless. No matter what he says and does, you don't want to take a chance on a guy like this.
No, but would you, if you were doing something that was illegal, perhaps immoral, would you videotape yourself doing it?
No. I don't understand what he had to gain in that.
Do we know that he's the one who took it?
I'm trying to remember, because we watched the clip earlier today, if the camera is steady, like if he set up a camera on a tripod or on a shelf and just had it, or if the camera was moving. I don't remember that. If it was moving, somebody else was there videotaping him. If it's just solid, he set it up.
It looks like he set it up, because it's kind of like he'd lean it against his computer, because it's shooting up. He
right.
has resigned.
Yeah. Oh, on his own? Or maybe they talked to him and said it's probably better that you...
He resigns after the video appears to show him.
Appears?
See, well, here's what I told you, okay?
Right.
First of all, you don't know that it's cocaine. He's snorting it like it would be cocaine.
It could be powdered sugar.
It could be anything.
Ammon's baby powder.
I mean, I don't
cocaine.
Know why you would do that.
Right. Right. It seems fairly obvious... I mean, yeah, it could be any of those things, but traditionally, guys who snort things, it's not usually sugar or baby powder. It's usually cocaine.
Right. All right, now there's more information. This is from Deadspin.com. Don't know if it's a fake news site. I've read stuff from them before.
Yeah.
The man in the video who talks about how wild it is that he's snorting something that looks like cocaine before a meeting looks a heck of a lot like Miami Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forster.
It was offensive, and he's a line coach, so he's keeping with his job restrictions. Within the parameters of what they hired him to do, he could say, I was doing what
I was hired to do.
Right.
A line coach,
right.
Just making sure the lines were straight.
Right, right.
Kihwana Nighe, who appears to be a model based out of Las Vegas, posted the video on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's unclear whether she was the original recipient of Forster's video, which includes a bunch of snorting and a spoken desire to lick the powder off of a certain area on a woman.
Oh.
This is really bad. It's also unclear when this video was taken.
Wait, so is there video of that, too, that we didn't see? Are they holding back some video? Or was that not videotaped?
Maybe they didn't release that part. But that was...
that could be incriminating.
All of it's pretty.
I know.
Yeah.
Is this guy married? Because this is a hard afternoon to explain at home, I bet. Isn't it?
Yeah, I just don't know. I know that people of his age and our age, thank God there wasn't smartphones back then. There weren't smartphones back then because mm-hmm. people would be videotaping everything. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that I'm glad have not been videotaped.
Yep.
However, mm-hmm. we're well aware of this now.
That everyone has a camera at all times
right.
now.
Right. So that should, you know, make you be a better person
you
in
would
public.
Think so. Yeah. So if you're him, what do you do now?
Find another job, another career.
That's going to be a tough go right now. I mean, I will say this. The public has a fairly short memory. So even though this is in the news today, and it will be for the rest of this week, I bet at some point he goes through some sort of rehab, and if he's a good coach,
well, that's
somebody goes...
That's a good point.
Right? At some point, somebody will go, okay, here's a guy who made a mistake. I mean, look at what happens with NFL players, excuse me, who do things that are worse than this, right?
If someone has a drug problem, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. Although the other stuff he allegedly said, but again, that's whatever. That's his own personal life. And the video was posted. This
Instead
is from
of taking
another...
a knee, Wendy, he's going to take a nostril during the national anthem.
TMZ is reporting the same thing. This video was posted by Kihwana Nihe, a Vegas-based model.
I think I
model.
Vacationed there once. Rained every day. That's all I remember is that it just kept raining.
I thought it would be a snowstorm.
That's not funny.
A Vegas-based model who claims Forrester had sent her the video. I don't know how to say her name. It's N-I-G-A, so Nighy,
Nig,
yeah. Claims he recorded himself and sent it to me professing his love.
Oh.
Unclear when...
You didn't tell me this was a love story.
Does that change things?
Yes. I say you can't fire a guy who's in love.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah. The nose wants what the nose wants.
And sometimes it gets it. Unclear when and where the video was shot, but while snorting the powder with a $20 bill...
Do you think he'll be a contestant on What's My Line?
Is this the one that set you off?
No.
Yeah, I think it is. Jeez. I love when Bill cracks himself up. So he's snorting it with a $20 bill, and Forrester speaks to the camera and says, quote, hey, babe, miss you, thinking about you.
Oh, it is a love story.
He also waxes poetically about how he wants to snort lines off of this model's
Can that be
downstairs.
Enjoyable? I mean, really, can that be enjoyable?
Don't make me answer on
there.
All
right, please don't.
So far, no comment from Forrester, but there is some reports. There are some reports. I'm having a hard time with past tense and...
Well...
That he has resigned.
Oh.
Which is a good move.
I guess you have to. I'm very curious as to whether he has a wife and children, because you can't hide from something like this. I bet it's very quiet at his house right now.
The internet is something that gets in everyone's houses.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Although sometimes you hear people who have been in some scandal and they go, We wanted to keep this from our kids. We didn't want our kids to know. And you just go, is there a computer in your house? Because if there's a computer in your house, your kids know.
Absolutely. The Las Vegas model who first posted video appearing to show a Miami Dolphins coach snorting cocaine said she posted the footage to protest the treatment of controversial former quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
What?
And warned more tapes could be on the way. So she's on Colin's side.
How does this help him?
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out how in the world this would help him.
Kihwana posted on Sunday the since-deleted Facebook video, although, again...
It's not deleted.
It might be deleted on Facebook, right. But it's everywhere else on
it's
the internet.
It's everywhere. I'm on eBay watching it right now. It's on every website. I'm on the Kiwanis Club website, and they're showing it there.
Kihwana. I got to be careful of what I read here. But she's saying...
Did she say she let him do this? That she let him put the cocaine there and let him snort it there?
No, he allegedly taped himself and sent it to her.
Yeah.
And said, I miss you.
This will prove how much I miss you.
That is... You know,
that's my
flowers.
That's,
no,
Right.
Snorting lines of coke.
That says it all, I think.
But she did say that she's doing this to support Colin Kaepernick.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
Yeah,
he
really.
He hasn't already been through the mill of controversy. I'm sure if you're Colin Kaepernick, you go, oh, good. My day just got a little brighter.
She said she implied she could have other recordings, and then a quote was, they better leave people like Colin Kaepernick alone before I pick off more of them. You know this... S is easy for me.
Oh, now the swearing. Wow. Making it worse with the cuss language.
Resigned Monday, just hours after the release of the video. Here's his statement. I am resigning from my position with the Miami Dolphins and accept full responsibility for my actions. I want to apologize to the organization, and my sole focus is on getting the help that I need with the support of my family and medical professionals.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's a step in the right direction.
All right, well, that's a good way of handling it.
Right. Right.
I still blame Jay Cutler somewhere along the line.
Right.
For making him turn to that.
Although the Dolphins won yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if this happened last night or if this is an old video.
Right.
You know, it could be.
Maybe the day that they signed Cutler, he's like, I got to do something. They signed Jay Cutler.
I can't quit. What
else could I do? Give me drugs.
Remember that, Vinny Paverino?
Yeah.
Give me drugs.
That was a game changer in the world of drugs on television.
God, you're absolutely right.
The addiction of Vinny Barbarino. All right, so we wish nothing but the best, certainly for Chris Forrester. And
the Bears tonight, what are you doing?
Well, I'm certainly not watching the Bears.
You're honestly not.
No, absolutely not.
The Cubs are playing?
The Cubs play at 3:08. That's a definite.
That'll be over by then.
I'm not going to miss a second of that. And then the Blackhawks play, the 2-0 Blackhawks, who have outscored their opponents 15-2 in two games. They're just amazing at this point.
I would like to see them get every game ending in a one. As we discussed earlier, they just want to put them on the board. Yes.
You want the other team to feel like they're part of it.
But not too much a part.
Right. Not get the feeling like, we might come back and win. But opening night, that 10-1 game...
That's still unbelievable. And the Penguins, not like a shabby team.
It's the most goals the Blackhawks have scored in 30 years. The Penguins were the champions last year. So what a way to come out of the chute. Just everything they were touching was going in the net.
And let me ask you something. Doesn't that get in your head if you're the Penguins?
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I know, like, it's game by game, and it is a long season.
Yeah.
Not long enough, in my opinion, because I like watching the games.
Right.
But it does. It has to mess with your head.
Because it's like a little league score.
Yeah.
You go, wait, how did, huh? 10? Really? Yeah, really. And then the fear was, a lot of people go, sometimes you'll see a team just go all out like that, and then there's some regression afterwards, and they don't do as well. But 5-1's nothing. That's nothing to snort at either, Coach Forster.
I you know what prevents me from doing anything wrong in life is you would be vicious.
Knowing that I'm so close by.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
You have no compassion for anyone who's made a mistake. That's good. You make me be a better person.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. That's my lot in life.
Because
Wendy,
you would be the cruelest of anyone.
Yes. Now, I would like you to make a pact with me. Because
I have told you.
You don't need to pinky swear. We're adults. I have said that if I die in a peculiar way, I would like you to be the first one to come on air and make fun of the weird way in which I expired. It would mean a lot to me for you to come out and do the first joke about my unfortunate demise. But I would also like to get permission from you if you get caught by the police or the FBI or some sort of international crime organization, that I have the same right to make fun of you once they haul you off to prison.
I am not going to agree to this for one reason.
Why? Because you're closer to it than I am.
Yes, I am.
I know.
So you're doing it.
I know.
So you get power.
I get all the benefit because I know I'm not going to die in a weird way.
No, I probably will.
You might. I don't know. Do you think you will?
I don't know. I hope it makes a good news story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get some press and feed her again.
That'd be nice. Wouldn't that be nice?
I'm late to this party, but what is this bet all about?
Wendy's just saying, we've been telling the story of this Miami Dolphins coach that they have on film allegedly snorting cocaine.
Doesn't look alleged to me.
It looks like it's the real thing. And he has resigned.
Right.
So we're just saying, Wendy's saying she has to be more careful that she not get involved in anything because I'd come on and make fun of it. Okay. And I would.
But I know, I also know Kim Gordon, who will be doing our news momentarily, that there are video cameras anywhere. So if you're...
These days, anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So like I wouldn't, you know, intentionally get in a fight with anybody. I don't mean a physical fight,
right.
But I mean, I even hold back comments if somebody wronged me driving or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you never know, you're going to be all of a sudden up on Facebook when you don't want to be.
Right.
So that keeps me on the path to the straight and narrow.
Right.
And also this deal that Bill wants that, you know, if he passes away in a weird situation,
right.
He wants to give me carte blanche.
You get first crack at it.
To report the news and make a joke about it. And he wants the same afforded to him. If I die in a weird way or if I do something. But I'm going to be the one to do it. So I'm not agreeing to this.
You know, I get a call from Harvey Levin from TMZ about 3 times a week. You got anything on Wendy? Harvey, be patient. It's coming. I don't have anything yet.
Why do I like that stupid show? It would be an honor to be on it.
It would be fun.
You just can't help yourself.
Right.
It's really...
Yeah.
I didn't like it at first. It was kind
of... Oh, it's so good.
But it's...
And I like when that with that guy who's got all the hair,
yeah.
When he just says stuff that doesn't make sense, and I love that. I don't know what he's talking about, but that's good.
And it's so weird that that's turning out to be, like, really legitimate news.
That's what I was just going to
say. Yeah, it is.
They break a lot of stories.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm going with the Bears tonight.
Are you?
I'm hoping for the Bears tonight.
I'm
After
not.
After Aaron Rodgers' huge win yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my gosh.
The Cowboys.
That was crazy.
I'm not supposed to bet, but I would gladly take either of your money if you guys want to make the bet you just talked about.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'll make
you. We don't have to bet money. We could bet.
Nah, it's more fun to do money. Big chunks of it.
See, I don't like to bet money.
No. Cookies.
Favors.
Let's bet.
Oh. Group hugs.
All right. Yeah, that's better. That's way better. That's what most bookies would prefer
a
instead
hug?
Of money. Yeah.
Hug and a kiss.
Yeah. Yep. That's how they operate.
I do not like to bet because I do not like to pay my bets
I
lose.
Oh, that never goes well.
Well, that's why I don't bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, something's got to change. Mitch Trubisky might not have the easiest name to say. He may not sound like our star quarterback, but I'm hopeful.
I give them credit for at least putting him in, just realizing we're not going anywhere with Glennon. We got to do something.
Well,
I get that.
Don't you think they kind of bowed to public pressure? I mean,
I think
fans just couldn't take it anymore. It just seemed like John Fox wasn't that committed. I don't know.
Well, there's a saying in Chicago among Bears fans that their favorite quarterback is the one who isn't playing.
You know?
Right.
And there's something to that.
I mean, I do hope that they realize this kid is a rookie and they will give him a chance, even if he doesn't win tonight. You know, it, even if he shows up and does well, you know, give him a chance, more than one game before you start just coming down really hard on
him.
I feel sorry for him, man. First of all, it's his first start. It's a Monday night game.
Yeah.
This is heavy-duty pressure.
All eyes are on this game if you're a football fan. Right.
He just has to keep going through that mantra in his head, I can't be worse than Cutler. I can't be worse than Cutler.
Right. That's true. That's so true. My intention over the weekend was to go to see the movie Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
And I'd not go to see it. And from what I'm reading, I wasn't the only one who didn't go to see it. It did not do well at the box office.
Well...
They have had Harrison Ford on every talk show, everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, he was on the Lutheran Hour over the weekend here on GM.
Everything.
But, I mean, isn't this what happened to the first one? The first one didn't get a lot of ratings, and then all of a sudden it became this, like, cult classic and a hit, and then did better.
It did well. It didn't. It wasn't by far the number one movie of the year or anything when it first came out, but it did well, and everything seemed to be in order. If you look at the built-in audience that this has, that the audience that Ryan Gosling has, audience that Harrison Ford has, almost everything. And I can't remember who told us last week, it got one of the highest Rotten Tomatoes scores of any movie in the last couple of years, like a 94. Patrick McDonald. So the way they rate it is all these people who have seen it at previews and stuff, they send in a rating of 1 to 100. And it was at 94, which usually says, wow, you got yourself a huge hit here. So if you're the people making this, you go, we can't lose. This is a sequel that people have been waiting for almost 30 years for. We got big stars. It's got great reviews. Watch this. And then it just kind of didn't do well.
Well, the problem also is, wasn't it like something like $400 million to make this movie?
It was 150-something million.
I thought I heard 400.
That's
a lot. The movie reportedly, this is from, I can't remember if this is from Huffington Post or from MSN. It says the movie reportedly had a pricey budget of at least $150 million, another reason why the box office haul wasn't great news. It made $31.5 million. They expected at the worst that it would pull in its first weekend $50 million. It made $31.5 million. But they said that
that's
the cost on it was
shabby.
$150 million. It's not, but it's nowhere near expectations.
Although I,
because it's going to drop off a lot. Because with this movie, they expected many of the people who went to see it were like me, people who've been waiting years and years and years.
But if you were busy this weekend, I know they base everything on opening weekend. But is it still doing well?
Yeah.
Because I still haven't gone yet. Have you?
I've not.
Kim, have you seen
no,
it yet?
That's not my cup of tea, and neither is this. But
for some reason with it, I said to myself, it seems like I can wait for this to be on DVD. Yeah.
But supposedly Blade Runner is one of those you need to
see it on a big screen.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Right. So it's mysterious why...
It's not a Harvey Weinstein film, is it? Maybe
no, it's not.
Get boycotted
No, it isn't. Harvey Weinstein, according to this, has absolutely no tie-in whatsoever to Blade Runner 2049. He made a movie called Blade Groper 2049, and that'll be out in a couple of weeks. I still want to see it. I know people who, if a movie doesn't do well in its opening week, they could just go, well, I'm not going to go see it. I'll wait till it comes out on TV or something, on DVD. But I'm so anxious to see it. I may see it sometime this week. And your husband loved it, right?
He did like it. He enjoyed the first one, and he really enjoyed it. Forbes has put together some reasons why it bombed.
Why?
Do you want to hear some of them?
Are they legit?
Well,
are they goofing around?
There's a ton of R-rated adult skewing competition. There was a time when being a big-scale R-rated sci-fi film would automatically make Blade Runner 2049 into an event.
Yes, I agree with that.
But it's just merely one big R-rated movie alongside It, Mother, American Assassin.
Nobody, with Mother, that's a poor excuse because Mother died a horrible death.
Yeah.
So there's no one in the world who's going, oh, I'll either see Mother or Blade Runner 2049. That's not a good excuse.
Again, this is Forbes putting it together why it tanked. It stole the thunder. While Warner Brothers Time Warner is distributing Blade Runner 2049 in North America, they're merely taking a distribution fee. The budget was split between Alcon Entertainment and Sony, with the latter distributing the movie overseas. Because I did read that they're hoping the overseas opening is going to help save it.
I think it already opened in some countries in Europe prior. They've been doing a pattern the last year or two that I'm not sure why. But they open it in a bunch of countries in Europe, and then it opens here. It never used to be that way, but all of a sudden it is.
And the mystery box marketing backfired.
Do you think they waited too long to make a? Is it a sequel or a remake?
It's a sequel.
Okay.
It's a sequel. No, I don't think they. I mean, I think if they had opened this movie, like a lot of times, a sequel comes out 2 or 3 years. If you have a big hit. The sequel time is usually 2 or 3 years, so this has been almost 30 years. So, yeah, that is a long time. But it made people, true fans of the movie, really anxious to see it. Yeah, I thought.
Another reason, according to Forbes, why Blade Runner 2049 tanked, there was little conventional female appeal. To be fair, the actual film contains a handful of notable female characters, even if most of them... I don't want to read anything that gives anything
away.
Yeah.
All right, so... Both of you, obviously women, is there any appeal in seeing Blade Runner whatsoever?
No.
There's none.
No.
I probably won't see it.
Yeah, and I didn't see the first one. I really have no idea what it's about. No.
I think you'd almost need to see the, in this
That's
case.
That's what I heard.
You'd almost need to see the first one. My wife has no desire to see it. I wanted to take her over the weekend. She said no. One of my daughters, Reese, I said, how about, nah.
Did they see the first ones?
Terry said she may have. She doesn't remember.
I am so with your wife. We should go to movies together. We should start our own little movie night. Because Bill tells me that his wife, go ahead.
She reads books all the time.
Right.
And then like a year later, she'll pick it up and she'll read it. And she'll go, oh, I read this. Like in the third chapter or fourth chapter. And I'll go, you read a book and you don't even remember reading it? Not really, no.
Well, if you read so many
But she does that with movies, too.
Movies, books. Yeah.
Because I was watching when Robin Williams died, we were talking about One Hour Photo.
Yeah.
And I was whining at Jimmy Mack, we got to get it. I got to see it. Find it where we can rent it. I got, and he's, you know, like the first second he goes, I think we've seen this before. And I said, there is no way. And like the last scene, I go, oh yeah, we did see it. Oh. Like I have no recollection of anything.
Don't you think part of it is just that
it was too long.
You're
2 hours and 49 minutes.
You're doing so many things, like you're not totally paying attention.
Right.
You just kind of, because there's a lot of times I'll half watch things, especially if it's on TV in my house.
Yeah.
You know, my boys might be watching it, but then I'm in the kitchen and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember part of that, but I really didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, that happens.
That happens.
For sure. But if she's sitting on the couch next to you watching a movie, there's no excuse.
Not even on the couch. Like sometimes in a movie theater or something.
I would
like
remember
that.
If I saw it in the movie theater, but maybe if it's going on at my house, I'm not paying full attention.
I don't even remember things that I think I've seen. I really,
really?
Don't. And my kids, you know, you're a film buff. You remember lines from movies, mm-hmm. especially your favorite ones. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Mack knows all the Star Wars stuff, which is really fun. And then the boys have certain movies that they love, and they'll bring up, hey, do you remember this part? And I'm like, I don't remember. I don't know.
If you saw it or didn't see it.
I certainly don't remember dialogue.
Oh. Yeah, that's a strange one, because you almost have to train your brain to retain lines from movies. And there are some people that are way into it more than others. But, yeah, it's very strange, because when this came out, I went, oh, this is just going to kill at the bottom. And it didn't.
But don't you still want to see it, and you're still going to see
it? Very badly. Yeah, I'll go see it. I'm definitely going to see it this weekend.
They're saying it was too long. Forbes magazine is saying
that might be legit, too.
Two hours.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who go, I can't sit through an almost three-hour movie now.
I certainly can't.
You know what else it is for me? As I'm making the decision as to whether or not, to see a movie in a theater.
You really do want to see it,
I really
want to
see it. As I'm making that decision, I think about the process by which almost any time I'm in a theater, somebody near me is talking on a phone or texting during the movie, and then there's always some sort of a hassle of me explaining that needs to stop, that we can't do that during the movie. So because of that, there's a couple movies that I go, maybe it's just better to wait a little while and I see it at home where no one's texting next to me or talking during the movie.
But what if you go in the afternoon though, when there's not as many people there?
Still happens.
Does?
It doesn't happen as often. When you have a full house, it's a given. If the theater's
on a Saturday
jammed,
night, you can see just phones lit
right.
up.
Yeah, and that's so distracting.
Sometimes if you go to, there's a second run theater or maybe third run, I don't know, second I think, in LaGrange. Yeah. You know, so sometimes we'll go there and there's a bunch of different theaters. So occasionally when you go, there maybe are two other couples in there.
Right.
And that's more annoying because they feel like they're in their living room, so they're completely talking.
Very comfortable.
Right.
When you see a movie in a second-run theater, are people reading old texts on their phone? They are? Well, that makes sense, I guess.
Also, Blade Runner 2049, not remotely kid-friendly.
No, it's not.
So,
it's not.
If the adults who now have kids have the option of taking their kids to see this, they're not going to.
Boy, this is so strange, because when they announced they were making this, I said to myself, first of all, they can't miss. There's no way in the world they can miss. And then the more I heard about it, like they added Ryan Gosling to it, and then the good reviews come out, and I go, these guys have a juggernaut on their hands, and it didn't play out that way.
Well, they're saying, Forbes also saying, Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford aren't openers.
Isn't that interesting?
I don't know that I necessarily, I mean, maybe not now.
I wonder if that's true or not. Would either of you be more or less inclined to see a movie because Ryan Gosling's in it? Does he matter to you at the box office?
No, I mean, I like him.
But you go for
like
the storyline.
Right.
You don't go for the actor.
Right.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is worth his weight in gold for Star Wars and Indiana Jones movies. But outside of those flagship franchises, he hasn't had a big opener since What Lies Beneath back in 2000.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
I never cried harder except in Regarding Henry.
Oh, isn't that
That's
sad?
A great movie.
That was a
really
such
good movie.
A good movie.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling may be the internet's boyfriend, but he can't open an envelope, which makes which makes him like most white male movie stars of today. Heck, Gosling's biggest hit outside of La La Land was Crazy Stupid Love.
Which was great.
They may get attention, online, but they don't put butts in the theater seats.
How about that?
Kind of interesting.
Boy, and he's one of your higher paid actors, and he's considered to be, well, I guess I can't even say that anymore. I was going to say he's considered to be one of those guys that if he's in a movie, certain people will go out of their way to see it, but I guess not anymore, huh?
The top two reasons, this according to Forbes magazine, yeah. Kim Gordon had to leave. She kind of forgot she had to get back to the newsroom. All she was having so much fun.
Yeah.
Blade Runner means nothing to general audiences. This turned out to be a case where online fandom was not remotely representative of general audience interest.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
That's true.
I would imagine that's true.
And number one, don't make a Blade Runner sequel that's so expensive that it must perform like a Star Wars sequel.
Except that if you're going to make this movie, you want to make it right, and the special effects need to be stunning. They were so ahead of their time when they first did it. You know, their look at the future was just so ahead of its time. You can't go backwards. I mean, I guess you could. So they did that with the Superman movies. Like, the very first Superman movie with Christopher Reeve was pretty expensive and had great special effects. And the second one was about on par. But the third and the fourth, they were really cutting corners, and the special effects were awful. Remember
that? It stinks. I don't remember.
Yeah, terrible.
What was Blade Runner about?
Oh, it's almost too complex to even try to explain.
Is it like a Mad Max, like Last Civilization?
No, it has to do with replicants, which are like cyborgs that are made to look like humans.
Oh.
And there's,
I think I did see the original.
You don't remember, really?
I don't remember.
Sean Young was in it back when she was
making movies. Yeah.
Rutger Hauer. A young actress named Daryl Hannah that captured the heart of America.
That's why you love it so much. Is she in the new one?
I don't think so.
That's why people aren't going.
Because Daryl Hannah's not in it. You want a box office hit, you put Daryl Hannah in there, ladies and gentlemen. She was very limber in this movie. She did a lot of like weird acrobatic moves. You're looking at me like only I saw them.
No, it's
legit. She really was. I can't remember what her character's name was, but she was very, very limber. She palled around with Rutger Hauer. Do you remember him? Did you ever see him in anything?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's intense.
I think I saw him in this.
He's very intense. Well, he plays kind of a version of what he plays in Blade Runner in almost every movie. He's always a guy who's not had an easy time of it and wants to smash you like a bug. Which is, I lost a lot of work to him because a lot of times he and I would be up for the same role. We need an intense guy who's not had an easy time of it and want to smash you like a bug. Call Rutger and Bill and let them fight it out.
Do you want to know Daryl Hannah's character name? Was that what you were trying to come up with?
Tell me the first letter. Let me see if I can get it. Pris.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah. You're proud of yourself sometimes.
Oh.
M. Emmett
Walsh.
Yeah, he was in
Remember
it.
Remember him?
Remember his character name?
Pris.
No.
No? I thought it was.
Sounds like it would be...
I don't remember.
Bryant.
Yeah. He was a great... He was like...
Edward James Olmos was in the original.
Oh, yeah.
Gaff.
And that was prior to his fine work in Miami Vice and Battlestar Galactica. Yeah, I forgot he was in it.
Rutger Hauer's character?
Crazy Louie. Is that it?
Roy Batty,
yeah. And he played a batty. He was a bad guy, so that was appropriate.
There's a lot of...
People aren't going to see this.
I think this is totally...
What?
It's just not your general mainstream
movie. There's definitely something to that. There's definitely something to it. Well, I'll see it this week, and we can discuss it, and you don't have to see it. I'll tell you all the good parts. Is that all right?
All right.
You know how I'm always saying, Wendy, that I wish there was another cafe somewhere in Chicago where a guy could just sit with his cat and enjoy a beverage?
Don't tell me there's another one opening.
There is. Chicago has a new cat cafe. That's what they're called in the business. Chicago has a new cat cafe coming to town this month. Windy Kitty is scheduled to open.
This is an additional one?
Yeah, there was one 2 months ago, and that's doing such crazy business that somebody else said, I got to open a cat cafe.
But this is where you can actually adopt the cats from that place, which once I found that, I just thought it was people bringing their cats there.
No, you could also adopt a cat from there.
Yeah. I don't think you can bring your cat in there.
You can't?
I don't think so.
Oh. Chicago has a new cat cafe coming this town. Windy Kitty, scheduled to open on North Avenue later this month. Its owner, Jenny Tyner, plans to introduce the neighborhood to the cat cafe with a seasonally appropriate black cat-themed party. I didn't see an invite. I did not check my email this morning, but as of yet, no invites. She hopes that cat lovers will dress up as black cats or whatever suits their fancy. And me, so are these people just dressed as cats, or are these actual cats?
I don't understand the concept. We talked to noted pet expert Steve Dale about this.
Yep.
Because I thought, isn't it unsanitary to have, like, a cat walking around?
Yes.
And from my understanding, there's an area that has adoptable cats. And
It says, you're right. It says you will meet some adoptable cats from Roscoe Village's Alive Rescue. So, yeah, there are cats there to be adopted.
But now you have to be careful, because I know the Humane Society and various shelters will not let you adopt a black cat in the month of October.
Oh, yeah, because people just, for a stunt, would get them and then lose interest and let them go.
And I owned, the only cat I ever had, Declan, was a black cat, and I didn't adopt him any time around Halloween. But the only reason I know that is because I had one, and I heard they will not. So I guess they're not adopting out black cats, but you can dress as a black cat?
You can dress as a black cat, sure, which you were going to do anyway, so why not? Wait, so you can't get a black cat in October. You can't get chicks during Easter. Right? Do they still have that rule, or have they given up on that?
Well, I don't.
For a while, they kept saying, "Please don't buy."
Well, people are asking you not to do it.
Or chicks during Easter.
But any pet shop that has them will
sell them. Oh, okay.
I got my rabbit for Easter, and I had Nosy about 12 years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Didn't you try to buy an elf last year at Christmas?
Yeah, because I lost the stupid elf on the shelf. I wanted a real elf just to wow the kids.
You wanted me to be the left on the shelf, and I go, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. But then I ended up doing it anyway. I had a very nice time. Jenny Tyner, an artist, a former scientist, and a cat lover. Boy, that's a career span, right? I'm an artist now. I was a scientist, but now I'm an artist. That's excellent. She said she was inspired to open her very own cat cafe when she happened upon a cat cafe near an Airbnb when she was staying in Edinburgh last year.
Hello.
She peered into the window. I think that was more Irish, wasn't it, or British? Was that Scottish?
Well, I tried to make it British.
It's Scottish. Edinburgh's in Scotland.
Oh.
Do a Scottish version of it.
Crikey.
That's Australian.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to lose your license for having a cat cafe.
What's Scott? Hello there.
Yeah, like that.
That's terrible.
That wasn't good, but it was closer.
I'm trying to think of my neighbor Martin, who's Scottish. Wendy.
Yeah, say it like that.
Oh, Wendy.
Yeah, that's good.
That's all I can do.
She peered into the window of the Maison de Mogi and spotted what she called the cutest, fluffiest cats. Well, that was a cat house. She told the Chicagoist it was the happiest place I've ever been.
Okay.
Do you think I would say that if I were to look in that same window? This is the happiest place I've ever been. There's fluffy cats.
No, you'd never say that, Bill. And I'm kind of sorry that that's the happiest place she's ever been.
I know.
Not that it's bad, but the happiest place ever?
That should be a happier place than this. Let's be honest. The idea of combining all of her great cat loves together intrigued her. You've got cats. You've got art. You've got yoga. Cats shouldn't do yoga.
They're very limber.
They're very
like
limber.
Like Daryl Hannah.
Yeah. Right. They have cats, arts, yoga, and doing good in the community all at one place. That would be the happiest place in the world if that were true. A couple of months after she returned home, she got serious about making her dream a reality. She visited several cat cafes springing up statesides in places like Columbus, Ohio, and New York City, and spoke to owners about how they did it. She launched, spoiler alert, a friend of ours' name is going to appear in this story soon. I wonder who. She launched an Indiegogo campaign and began securing funding from donors. WGN Radio's Steve Dale.
There you go.
Helped to connect her with a Kansas-based veterinary health company called SIVA, whose generous donation pushed the project past the finish line.
Well, good for her.
Very good for her. So the gist of this is you go in either dressed like a cat or not. Although, wouldn't you, if you were a cat, wouldn't you be afraid if you were adopted by somebody dressed like a cat? I would go, what sort of weird games am I going to have to play from now on if this guy's dressed like a cat and I am a cat? I want no part of this.
I don't think many guys are going to come in dressed as a cat. I would say mostly women.
Steve Dale.
No.
Women and Steve Dale would come in dressed like a cat.
He wouldn't do that.
I would come in dressed like a giant mouse so all the cats would be interested in me. They go, let's all work together and bring this mouse down.
You got a weird thing going on in your head. You know that?
Wouldn't it? See, I don't know if cats realize, like, if you're a human dressed like a cat, would a cat have the wherewithal to go, what a doof. This guy, he's not fooling anybody. I know you're a human dressed like a cat. I'm a cat. You're not going to fool me.
Cats pretty much do that to all people.
Right.
You know, they just want to get fed.
Right.
And do what they want.
Get their, yeah, right, right, right. And run into the next room quickly.
It is weird.
For no reason
at all.
It's
like a ghost came in and scooted them around.
I'm in here, and now I'm in the other room.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
Sometimes I do that in my house, too, for no reason. I'm in the dining room, now I'm in the hall. Where did Dad go? He thinks he's a cat. He's dressed like a cat.
This is our Sunday Go To Meetin' song.
This is, isn't it? thanks to everybody for listening to the show. Thanks to everybody who was on the show. If you have a chance, go see Fastball last night.
They were at City Winery.
At City Winery.
And were great enough, even though their show was already scheduled and happened.
Yeah.
They
still came in.
Yeah.
Nice of them.
They delayed their flight.
Nice. I know they did. How about that?
That's pretty nice.
How about that? All right. Good luck to the Cubs. Good luck to the Blackhawks.
Speaking of fastball.
Good luck to the Bears. I think they need, if you're looking at the good luck department, they probably need a bigger dose than the others. And that's that. That'll do it for today's presentation.
Thanks.
It seemed a little formal, didn't it?
I liked it.
All right. More show tomorrow. Please be here. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.